On this episode, we'll meet a woman who has helped hundreds of families navigate the college process to find the school with the best fit. This is the Athletic Scholarship Podcast, episode number 67. Welcome to the Athletic Scholarship Podcast. I'm John Fugler, athletic scholarship coach and a dad of two scholarship athletes. I'm also the CEO of Recruit Me. I'm a podcaster, speaker, and author. In fact, the sponsor of this episode is my new book, The Athletic Scholarship Playbook, a complete college recruiting roadmap for high school athletes and parents. And it's available on Amazon, of course. This podcast is 15 minutes that will change your scholarship future. So I dig in and give you takeaways you can use immediately. You can find every episode on my website, recruitme.com, but it's easier on an app like the newly redesigned Apple Podcast app, which changed over the weekend, but I like the new look. Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, iHeart, and others. I'd like to offer you a free chapter from my book, The Athletic Scholarship Playbook. You can just go over to my website and grab it. It's right there on the homepage. You go to recruitme.com. So I'll get that to you. Oh, we've got a special guest joining us on this episode, and I absolutely love it when I'm able to bring experts in. And she's an expert not only in athletics, but also the whole person when it comes to finding the right college with the best fit for students and student athletes. Her name is Kathy Connor, and Kathy was one of the most highly recruited high school swimmers in the nation in her day. In 1982, she accepted a Stanford offer for a full athletic scholarship. And while she was there, she won 21 NCAA All-American Awards, numerous NCAA and Pac-10 titles, including the 1986 Pac-10 Scholar Athlete of the Year, and was also on the 1983 NCAA National Championship team. She was a member of numerous United States national teams from 1980 to 87, an alternate on the 1980 United States Olympic swim team, and was inducted into the Washington State Scholastic Swimming Hall of Fame. That was in 2005. Kathy is a former athlete, and she also is a woman who has helped so many families navigate this process. Not just families with athletes, but families in general who are looking for the right place for their son or daughter to enroll in college. And it's getting more complex as the days move along. But she has helped hundreds of families navigate this process, and we're looking forward to what she has to share with us today. Kathy says, "It's my passion to help students find a place where they will thrive and grow." Kathy, thanks for joining me.
I'm thrilled to be here. I've been listening to your podcast for quite a while, and it's an honor to be speaking with you live.
Well, you know, I consider myself an expert in a very narrow slice of pie, and you are an expert in a much wider field. It involves student athletes, but I think our parents and our athletes are going to be fascinated and informed by what you have to share with them. I got to ask you, though, are you still swimming? Are you keeping it up? You find yourself in the pool a lot these days?
No, I actually have a daughter who's a swimmer, and she's going to be swimming actually on a full swim scholarship at University of Arizona next year. She's a senior in high school right now. So now I'm kind of relegated to a cheering mom in the stands, as well as chauffeur and ATM, which all of us parents know.
Oh, yeah. We know all about that, especially when it comes to competitive sports. It kind of drains us a little bit, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Well, you know, you have dedicated your life. You say, I quote you in this, that it is my passion to help students find a place where they will thrive and grow. And I love that. You do have a passion for that. And you actually run a business where you work personally with athletes, student athletes, with families. And maybe just give us maybe a 60-second snippet of how would you describe what you do for families?
I started my business after seeing a movie called Race to Nowhere, which was very disturbing to me. And some of your listeners may have seen the movie themselves. And it prodded me to want to help families navigate the college admissions process with more sanity and perspective than what I see out there. There's all kinds of rumors and untruths and exaggerations and just plain old misinformation about the college going process, much less the athletic recruiting process. So my business is kind of structured in a way where I help families look at four different criteria when trying to find good fit colleges. So there's an academic fit, there is a social fit, there is a financial fit, and then there is an athletic fit if the student wants to continue on and do their sports in college.
You know,
so that's kind of in a nutshell.
And what I really wanted you on this show for was, one, because our families will listen to somebody who has done what you've done and what you're doing and helping them, as you mentioned, those four areas, because I really believe that a student athlete needs to find the place that is the right fit. That is a loaded term. What does it mean for the right fit? And so what I'd like you to do is kind of share with us what's on your heart as far as those four areas, what parents and student athletes can be looking for. So let's start off with number one.
Okay. So I like to say that I work really hard, and it's not that I'm really, really smart. And when I got to Stanford, I realized that in particular, and that it was I had a 4.0 in high school, but it was my work ethic that really helped me to do well. And then I got to a place like Stanford and I realized, gosh, these people are brilliant and I'm not, I just work hard and I have 5 hours less a day to do it because I'm training. So the academic fit really kind of stems from that. It's kind of a Malcolm Gladwell out of his book, David and Goliath, kind of theme that you need to go to a school where you're going to be in the top 30% or so of the academics based on your GPA and test scores. And all colleges put out profiles so you can know what that is, the top 25-30%. So that's a big piece of it for me. And then also, what do you think you want to major in? And I say think because colleges know that kids are statistically going to change their mind at least once, as far as their major goes, once they get to college. So what do they think they want to major in? So it's there when, if offered, you know, and that's what they decide to do. So let's say they want to go into exercise science. You want to have a school that at least offers it, but then if you change your mind, that's okay too. So that's kind of the academic piece.
I like what you said there is the top 30% of the school that you'll fit in the top 30%. I never heard that before. That's a great target to shoot for.
Yeah, so a lot of people might want to look up a Google talk that Malcolm Gladwell did on his book, David and Goliath, and he talks about that. He did a study on Harvard students, and I won't go into it now, but his study illustrates this very principle, and that if you are in the top 30% of your class, you'll come out confident and empowered and more ready to move on into a career as opposed to just barely being at the bottom. And I can tell you that the one thing that drives me the most crazy when families come in is they say, I want my kid to just get into the best school possible. And I ask them, how do you define that? And then why don't you watch this Malcolm Gladwell 17-minute talk that he gave at Google? And then we'll talk about what the best school is for your student. Because I really believe they need to come out confident and empowered with the tools that they need to succeed if they go on to graduate school or a career.
Boy, I did it all wrong when I went into school. I followed the baseball,
you know, yes.
And that was all I knew at the time. And fortunately, I got into a good school, University of Minnesota, and then transferred because I needed to transfer and went into another good school at Indiana University, a good swimming school, as a matter of fact. You probably had some head-to-head competitions with IU, didn't you?
Yes, it's a very good school.
And yep. So... But I followed the baseball, and thankfully everything turned out okay, but I didn't have a plan. Okay, let's go on to that second area that you counsel on.
Okay, so the social fit, I find, is equally, if not more important than the academic fit. Because let's say you want to major in biology. Well, every school in the country pretty much has a biology program. But if you don't walk on the campus and you don't say, these are my peeps, this is my community, then you probably wouldn't want to stay. And so what I mean by that is it a better fit to go to a big school or a small school, a public school or a private school, East Coast or West Coast? Does geography matter? Do you need to be near mountains because you maybe like to ski on the weekends? Do you want to be near the beach? I live in Oregon. Do you want to get out of the Oregon rain and experience sunshine for 4 years? Do you, and very importantly, do you want to be in an urban environment or a rural environment or a suburban environment? Do you like a campus that's self-contained, or do you like it to be kind of interspersed amongst a city? You know, all those things are super important. And also the culture of a school. My daughter tends to go to, my older daughter goes to George Fox University, which is a small private liberal arts conservative Christian school here in Oregon. Right across town, about 20 minutes away, is a college called Reed College. Mm-hmm. And Reed is very liberal and kind of a lot of craziness, in my opinion, goes on there. And so a kid who has George Fox on their list would never in a million years have Reed College on their list, because the cultures of the school are completely opposite of each other.
Kathy, do you find that it takes a visit sometimes to really know what a culture feels like, if you can, in a visit?
Yes, I do. I have my students read the Fisk Guide, which is kind of considered the Bible as far as college search books go, and it's very objectively written. So I have them read about the culture of a school first, and then I also really insist that before they apply, they visit, because you can't really tell until you walk on the campus. And when you do, I consistently see that within 5 or 10 minutes, the student's gut will start to talk to them and tell them whether it's the right fit or not, whether they are just noticing the way kids are dressed, what kind of activities they're doing, how they speak to each other. All those kinds of things really tell a student a lot.
Good.
Yes.
Good. Okay. Now on to the third element.
Okay. So the financial fit is incredibly important. And I learned my lesson the very hard way my first year, where we found a perfect fit couple schools for a student. And in the end, he was so excited about them. He got admitted to all of them. And the parents said, oh, we can't afford those in the end. So he ended up just going to a local state school. And it was kind of a waste in a way, because he had a perfect 36 on the ACT. He was a 4.0 full IB diploma, just a stellar kid. So the financial fit, I really want my students to look at pretty early on, because there would be no point in having them get excited about schools that are just not going to be within the family's budget. So we look at the 5 different types of financial aid, which is need-based aid, merit-based aid, sometimes called academic money, loans, and have them understand the loan process, athletic scholarships, and whether that is going to be a possibility or not, which can certainly help the bottom line. And then also outside scholarships. And I have my own kind of philosophy on the reality of getting outside scholarships in the first place. So really, the 2 biggest types are need-based and merit-based aid. And we really look at that and what buckets the family's finances fall under. And then we can kind of get a pretty good estimate of how much the college is going to cost in the end. And if it's just not going to be within their budget, we take it off the list. So that's a pretty important piece.
Now, do you find that the students really have a good grasp of that? Are they sensitive to that? I know the parents are, of course, but how much of a reality check is it for students in general that you work with?
Almost this entire process is a reality check for the students. Not only just the financial piece, which I have to educate them on, as well as the parents, but just the chances for admission. You know, most of my families, parents or students, come in and they list schools that they want to look into based on U.S. News and World Report rankings or what they hear their peers are applying to. And they have no idea about the reality of how hard these top 20 to 30 schools are to get into. In my industry, we call them lottery schools now. They're not even reach schools anymore. It's just winning the lottery to get into some of them. So to answer your question in a nutshell, it's a re-education process all the way around.
Okay. Kathy Connor is my guest. And Kathy, we're out of time here, but the fourth element is the athletic fit. And what I would like to ask you to do, would you come back next week? Because I want to spend a lot of time in this area. And also, I'd like to ask you some questions on how to best communicate with college coaches. And I know you've got some expertise in that area. You've got some thoughts on that and experience with your student athletes that you're working with. But could you come back on next week's show and we'll continue the conversation?
Absolutely. It would be a pleasure.
Okay. But I want to let our listeners know where they can reach you. What's the best way they can find you, and what do you offer on your website?
They can just go to my website, just Google Connor College Consulting, and Connor is C-O-N-N-O-R, and then all my contact information is right there on my website.
Okay, great. Now, do you just work with families that are local, or do you have some outside the area families that you can work with?
Well, just like you and I are Skyping, most of my families that are not within a certain radius, I Skype with them. So I have actually families all over the country.
So Kathy, we'll continue our conversation, and I'll also have a link to your website in our show notes. Go ahead to my website and download the freebie. That's the first chapter from my new book, The Athletic Scholarship Playbook. You can taste it, test it, see if you like it. And then if you want the whole thing, you can get that on Amazon as well. Well, Kathy Connor will be back with us in our next episode next week, and which comes out on Tuesday. And you have a great week.